What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game of Rings, the Wrestling Trivia Podcast. We took a few weeks off for that WrestleMania hangover, but we are back with the Nate versus Nate Battle of Nates that everyone's been waiting for. So, all right, Nathan Weber, my main man, where can everyone find you on Twitter? I'm sure everyone knows who you are. They see those beautiful locks in your Twitter picture all the time. What's going on?
I have beautiful hair. As you can find me at NWeber1998 on YT.
Yeah, yeah. And then my man Nathan Newman over here has my, what we like to say in Seinfeld terms, hello, Newman. Where can everyone find you, man?
You can follow me on Twitter at Headliner5. And so, that is the number 5, not, like, spelled out.
Yeah, like the word 5. Is it Headliner05?
No, it's just Headliner5. My Skype gimmick is actually... it's Instagram is actually Headliner05, Twitter is just Headliner5.
Yeah, for some reason I knew one of them was 05. But all right,
yeah,
that's cool.
Dickhead stole my gimmick on Instagram.
It was me.
Probably was.
Damn. All right, so here we go. We're gonna do the first round, and the categories are the Four Horsemen. So that'll be just, you know, questions involving four horsemen throughout their entire existence. The next category will be Name That Title Change, where I'll name a match and you guys will tell me which title changed hands. We will have Blank I Am Your Father, which I'll tell you some wrestlers and you'll tell me who their father was, who also have been a wrestler, obviously. And then Kings of the Ring, which will be, you know, wrestlers with king gimmicks and things like that. So, all right, we'll go with Baby Nate first, since he was the first one to sign on to our little battle here. So which category would you like to go, and how many points would you like to go for, or star ratings, which is what they're technically...
It goes up to 5 stars, right?
Yep, exactly.
Ooh, let's go King of the Ring 5.
King of the Ring 5. All right, starting off big. All right, for some reason, this one is the number 5. Ready? So, a 3-night, 6-person tag man tournament, or, you know, tag team tournament, held by Chikara.
King of Trios.
Yep, that is correct. Little Nate for 5. All right, so where are you at, Newman? That's what I'm going to call you the whole time, Nate. We're going full, like, heel.
Can you repeat the category for
us? You got it. Yeah, no problem. So it's Kings of the Ring, Blank I Am Your Father, Four Horsemen, or Name That Title Change?
Name That Title Change.
All right, for how many out of 5?
5.
All right, tag game he's going for. All right, so Dusty Rhodes versus Harley Race, June 21st, 1981.
The NWA title.
That is correct. We got a tie ball game here. All right, little Nate, you're up.
King of the Ring 4.
King of the Rings for 4. All right, let's see here. All right, 4. The King of Strong Style.
Oh, this is tough. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, that first round I had to give you guys a little layup. About how we do. All right, here we go. Shinsuke Nakamura. So, all right, Newman, you're up.
Name That Title Change.
Name That Title Change. 4.
5.
You did 5 already.
Okay, 4.
All right, so AJ Styles versus Chris Sabin on October 24th, 2006.
That would be the TNA X Division title.
All right. We are tied up at 9. Little Nate, you're up.
So King of Rings 3.
All right. So the King of Swing.
Cesaro.
All right. Boom. So 12 to 9, and it's up to you, Newman.
Name That Title Change for 3.
You guys are killing these categories. All right, Hulk Hogan versus Kevin Nash, January 4th, 1999.
That would be the Finger Poke of Doom, and that would be for the WCW World Heavyweight title.
Yes, it would. 12 up. All right. Lil Nate, you are good.
King of Rings for 2.
All right. Known for his pile driver and WWE commentary.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Boom. All right. 14 to 12. Newman.
Name That Title Change for 2.
Umaga versus Santino Marella, April 16th, 2007.
Intercontinental title.
All right. All right. 14 up. All right, Lil Nate.
Let's finish off King of Rings.
All right. Nickname the King of Kings.
Triple H.
Yep. 15 to 14. Newman.
We'll finish off the Name That Title Change.
All right, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 33.
Universal title.
Yep. And that's 15 apiece, and those categories are gone. So the categories left are blank, I Am Your Father, and The Four Horsemen. And Little Nate, you are up.
Let's go father for one.
All right. Stardust and Goldust, I Am Your Father.
Dusty Rhodes.
Boom, the American Dweeb, baby. All right, so that's 16 to 15. Go Newman.
We'll go The Four Horsemen for five.
Ooh, flipping the switch right here. Let's see. All right, so name two Four Horsemen who also joined the NWO.
Holy shit.
Oh, so easy, huh?
Let me think about this one.
Kurt There's Hennig. No time limit. All right, Kurt Hennig, yep, yep.
Kurt Hennig would be one.
Mr. Perfect.
Oh, God. Lex Luger?
Yep, and we also would have taken Jeff Jarrett and Sting. So, boom.
Jeff Jarrett doesn't count, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know, they counted him on, like, the Wikipedia I looked at, so I was like, eh, see, no, I'll take it, because I think for one day he was in that War Games match, you know, he was technically. All right, so yep. Right now it is 20 to 16, and it's Little Nate's choice.
Let's go father for four.
All right. The Texas Tornado, I Am Your Father.
Damn it. Ooh. Fritz? Von Erich?
Yep. All right. Tied up at 20. All right. Little thinkers, but you guys both got them. No questions have been wrong yet. That's pretty impressive. All right, Newman.
Four horsemen for four.
The foe for foe. All right. The only number of... Wait. Let me read this to myself. Okay, my handwriting's pretty hard. So the only member of the Hossman to hold the WCW Cruiserweight title.
The only member of the Horsemen to hold the Cruiserweight title?
Yep.
Wouldn't it be Dean Malenko?
It would indeed. I figured that one might be a little tricky because of Benoit. But
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That person got erased from history, so I guess that's not an option. But all right, I guess Little Nate, you are up and you are down right now. It's currently 20 to 24.
Let's go father for five.
Father for five. All right. So Roman Reigns and Rosie, I Am Your Father.
Oh, it's Asa, right?
Incorrect. Nate, would you like to see it?
It would be Sika.
Yeah, that
it's one of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing that made it too easy. So, all right. So, 20, what is it? 29 to 20. Little Nate, or no, Big Nate, it's your turn.
Four horsemen for three.
The Horsemen. All right. Four horsemen last disbanded in this year.
That would have to be 1999.
That indeed it would be. Boom. All right, so it's 32 to 20. And Little Nate, you're bored.
Father for three.
Father for three. Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas, I Am Your Father.
IRS.
Yep, or Mike Rotunda. Either way, we would have accepted it. And that's three more for Nate, so 23 to 32. Go ahead, Newman.
Four horsemen for two.
I like how you guys are just like, this is my category and this is your category. The game has never been played this way before. All right, so two stars. This loose cannon was a member from 95 in to 1996.
Brian Pillman.
Yes, indeed. All right, so that's 34 to 23. Little Nate, you're up.
Let's finish off father.
All right. WWE Charlotte, I Am Your Father.
Ric Flair.
Well, I mean, the loose cannon one wasn't too hard either. On a two-star question, let's not get crazy. All right, so 25 to 34. Newman.
Four horsemen for, I think, round one.
Yeah, that's the last one of the round. The original four horsemen were Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, Ole Anderson, and this member.
Well, according to what I've been told, it was Sid Justice.
Sid Justice.
But that will probably be wrong, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, that's not the answer we're looking for. Nate, yeah, you want to steal that one?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sir. The original Four Horsemen were Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, Ole Anderson, and this. After one round, Nathan Newman is at 34, and Nathan Weber is at 26. All right, so I don't even know if that first round recorded, folks. You're going to have to take our word for it, just in case. Where are the rest of my questions? Hold on. All right, I got them. They were just kicked off. All right, here are the round two categories. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Streaks, number one. Guest stars, number two, which will be, you know, people who guest starred in wrestling, not the other way around. Mascots, which is like wrestlers who have mascots or had them. Fighting out of, which is wrestler hometowns, and then I'll tell you the final Jeopardy category after we finish this round. So, all right, so since Nate, you're losing little Nate, you're going to go first. So mascots, fighting out of, wrestler hometowns, so streaks and guest stars.
Let's do fighting out of for five.
All right, so the prototype John Cena's fighting out of?
West Newbury, Massachusetts.
That is incorrect. No? Nathan Newman.
No, oh, prototype, John said. I never watched any of that.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't really either. Where's my guy?
I honestly don't know either. The only thing I know about the prototype was that his catchphrase was really stupid.
Crappy types.
I don't remember what his hometown was listed as.
So what was his catchphrase?
50% man, 50% machine, 100% mayhem.
That's hilarious. That is terrible. All right, so you guys both don't know this one, but it was little Nate's turn, so it kind of sucks for him more. So, all right, so that answer would have been Area 51 he followed, and also classified.
Go fucking figure.
All right, so Newman, you're up. You're up 34-26. And little Nate's turn. I mean, big Nate's turn.
Did you say one of the categories was streaks?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right. How many?
Let's go for five.
All right. So this man ended Tatanka's rookie winning streak.
I should know this, but I don't.
All right. So little Nate, you want to steal?
I mean, I can look it up right now.
But... Oh, man.
Yeah, no Googling.
I'll just say Shawn Michaels.
That's a solid guess, but no, Ludwig Borga.
Seriously? That guy sucked.
Yeah, he was terrible. All right, so two questions into the second round, and we're still at 34-26. Little Nate, what do you got for us?
Let's do mascots for five.
All right, so name two of Jake the Snake's mascots.
Snake, right?
Yeah, they're definitely snakes.
Damn. No, I'm not. Alice Cooper. Not as a mascot.
Does not.
Nah, I don't know.
I like it though. I might allow it if you come up with one more, but what do you got for us? The big Nate, you gonna steal it?
Damien,
right?
And Luther.
Right, and also we would have accepted Revelations, yeah. So, which it seems like Big Nate also knew that one, so that's cool.
Yep.
All right. So we got 39-26.
And Jesus.
Yeah, it's all right. That's why they got that final Jeopardy gimmick. All right, what do you want, Big Nick?
Let's go streaks for... We already did five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go for four.
All right, so the Honky Tonk Man's record run with the IC title went this many months and 27 days.
Ugh. Gonna have to say 10 months.
It's a good guess, but incorrect. Little Nate, you want to steal that?
I'll just say 14.
You got that right, actually.
Of all for us?
Yep. So it is now 30-39. You're coming back, and it's your board. Yeah, 14 mascots, months and 27 days, by the way.
Got mascots for four.
All right. A puppet the Road Warriors were forced to carry to the ring with them was named this.
Oh, damn. What was his name? Hey.
What was it?
I can't remember his name. Oh, okay. I can't remember his name.
I'm sure Big Nate got this one. What do you think, Newman?
I actually have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, his name was Rocco the puppet.
Oh, fuck. Nah, God damn it.
Yeah, I figured if you guys heard, you might know. All right, so that's another miss, and it's on to you, Newman.
Let's do streaks for, I think, four.
We just did that, so you want to do three?
Oh, streaks for three.
All right, the most consecutive weeks WCW Nitro beat Monday Night Raw.
That would be 80... I want to say it was 84.
It was indeed 84. So that puts you at 42.
Oh, they screwed it up.
Yeah, 42.
With the whole finger poke of doom thing that we covered earlier.
Yeah, exactly. It's all part of it. It's all themed. Hopefully we actually got that recorded and I didn't drop it, but we'll see. Little Nate, you're bored. You're down 30-42.
Oh, which ones were left?
We still got streaks, and there's two left. Guest stars, there's five. Mascots, we have three left, and fighting out of, we have four left.
Let's do guest stars for five.
All right, guest stars. Took tombstones from Kane at WrestleMania's 14 and 15.
I know it's Pete. I'm blanking now, Pete.
You're getting there.
Damn, I'm trying to play.
Can I give him a hint, little Big Nate?
If you want to.
It's a flower, his last name.
Oh, yeah, Pete Rose.
Yeah, all right, so now you're at 35 to 42, and it's Newman's turn.
We'll do guest stars for, he just did five, so we'll do four.
All right, I like it. All right, so this mother helped Seth Rollins overcome John Cena at SummerSlam 2015.
Oh, fuck. I remember thinking it was really stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just can't remember who the hell it was.
That's how bad it was. No one even remembers who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I remember... No, I'm not. I have no clue. That's how stupid it was.
Baby Nate, who helped Seth Rollins beat John Cena at SummerSlam 2015?
I remember what he looks like. I can't remember the name.
Damn, some nerd. You really missed their demographic on this one, apparently.
I don't know, some goofball.
John Stewart from The Daily Show, and also the dad from Big Daddy. Which is his real, real best role. All right, so I don't have to give you guys points for that one. So we're at 35-42. Newman, you're winning, and Little Nate, it's your board.
What's the highest one left?
The highest one left is...
Fighting out of for four.
That is correct. So these fabulous Freebirds were fighting out of where? Damn.
That's Atlanta GA, right?
Ooh, I'll accept it, technically. Because part of the song, they say Atlanta GA. And that's... But where is it really?
Technically bad
for
USA, but we'll get
to
that.
Bad. Yeah. Damn, I'm horrible at this, huh?
But to be fair, like I said, like in the song, they do say Bad Street is in Atlanta GA. So.
I know it has something to do with the song.
All right, so where are we at now? So you're at 39, and you're at 42, Newman. You got the board.
We'll do mascots for three.
Mascots for three, the trifecta, the British Bulldogs mascot.
Matilda.
Yep. So 45-39. Little Nate, you're up.
What's the highest one for streak?
For streaks, we got two. For mascots, we got two. For fighting out of, we have 3, 2, and 1. And then guest stars is also 3, 2, and 1.
Let's go fighting out of for 3.
All right, Xavier Woods, fighting out of where?
Damn, that's Atlanta, isn't it?
Well, probably in real life, but not in wrestling. Big Nate, what do you think?
Cereal box? I have no clue.
Cereal box, that's a good one. No, he apparently fights out of Angel Grove, California, like he's a Power Ranger.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that when I seen it. I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. Mostly in NXT you hear that because he never comes out by himself anymore. All right, so Newman.
We'll do streaks for 2.
Strikes for 2. All right, so Goldberg's streak went to this many wins to start his WCW career.
173-0.
Yep, that is correct. So you are at 47-39. It's only an 8-point game. Not the biggest lead. And Little Nate, is your turn.
Fighting out of for 2.
Fighting out of for 2. The Ultimate Warrior fights out of here.
Oh, my God. Parts unknown.
You're damn right. I was going to say, come on.
All right, good.
That's all time.
Yeah, I was scared on that one.
That is the all time wrestling fighting at it. All right, so Newman, you're down, or you're up by 6. You might have muted yourself, Nate.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. You're back.
Okay. I don't know what happened there, but I'll go streaks for 1.
Streaks for 1. The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak ended at how many wins? Yeah, that was it.
21-1.
Hashtag thank you, Taker. All right, so 48-41. Little Nate.
Let's finish out fighting out of.
All right, The Undertaker is fighting out of where?
Death Valley.
Yep, 42-48. You like how they were both Undertaker there. Had to shout out the man going out on his WrestleMania match. All right, so Newman, 48-42.
Guest stars for 3.
Represented Bob Owens for 3. This comedian appeared in the 2001 Royal Rumble.
Drew Carey.
Sad but true. 51.
Great Royal Rumble, shitty entrance.
Oh, man, Drew Carey. I remember watching that live as a kid, man. All right, Nate, you're down by 9. Sorry, Big Nate, for cutting you off there.
Guest stars for 2.
All right. Where are we at? Guest stars. That is represented Bobby Lashley, or represented by Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania 23.
Oh, God. Donald Trump.
El Presidente himself. So 44-51. Newman.
The gross question. Guest stars for 1.
Helped Neville take on Stardust at SummerSlam.
Stephen Amell?
I mean, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that is the name. 52.
Well, that's how I've always pronounced it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like, I know they might have said it 20 different ways when he was on the show.
Yeah.
So. All right, so you're down by 8 right now. 44-52, Little Nate.
Which category is left?
We got mascots, 2-1. And that's pretty much it.
I was going mascots too.
Coco Beware's mascot.
Frankie.
Frankie the Macaw. All right, 46.
Frankie Kazarian.
Frankie Kazarian. Yeah, that's Christopher Daniels' mascot. So 46-52, and the last question goes to Nathan Newman. New Day's instrument mascots namesake were and are.
Francesca. That's 1 and
2. Uno and dos. Yes, yes. So 53-46. There's one question left. The category is WrestleMania, because the last time we did this show was WrestleMania week. So, all right, guys, come up with how much you want to, you know, wager on that category, and then I will ask you the question. Text me your wagers, though, on this Skype gimmick. And try not to let each other see them, so private message just to me. And you have 53, Nate, and you have 46, Little Nate. Alright, I got Lil Nate's message. I believe I probably just got Big Nate's message.
I'm scared.
Oh, what's going down? Alright, so now here's the question. Who was the first man to defend a title in his first 3 consecutive WrestleMania matches? And don't answer it. You gotta send me the message like you did, Lil Nate.
Damn.
Alright, so the first wrestler to defend a title in his first 3 WrestleMania matches. I got this from a calendar from 2000 that I had lying around in a box. That has Stone Cold and Sable on the cover.
Nice.
I think I had that calendar.
Yeah, it's awesome. And apparently it came with like an AOL disc you could put in your computer that gave you like an online calendar. But that's hilarious to me. Alright. Alright, so Newman, what did you wager? Half?
Yep.
Alright, so Little Nate, what did you wager?
I put 46, but I ain't put no answer yet.
Alright, cool. So I know Nathan Newman's answer, so whenever you're ready, answer your question, Nate.
I don't even know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm trying to think.
Alright, so I'll ask you one more time just to make sure. Who was the first man to defend a title in his first 3 consecutive WrestleMania matches? And you can just say it at this point.
Honestly, I have no idea. So, oh no, I'd just go Hulk Hogan or something. Yeah. I know that's wrong though.
Yeah, exactly. Hulk Hogan.
Well, I knew it was wrong right away because Hulk Hogan on the first WrestleMania.
I know.
Yeah, had a tag match.
Yeah, you guys and both ghost Hogan. Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, it's that's not it. But yeah, so the answer was The Rock. Which is surprising.
Damn.
Yeah, I figured it was pretty surprising because when I read 14, it, I was like,
15 and 16, right?
I think it was 2000 and then, you know, whatever, 14 and 15. Or it was 14, 2000, so was it, I don't even know anymore.
Well, he, 98 was 14.
16 was 2000.
Yeah, WrestleMania 16 was.
That's the one with Austin in him? Yeah.
No, that was 17, the year after this. 2000 was the Fatal 4-Way.
It was like 13, 14, 15, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it had to be, because, yeah, this
IC title and
all I know
title?
Is that WrestleMania 13 fucking sucked, but the only thing to come out of it was my favorite match of all time.
It's funny, because, like, this was, I went to the date of today, April 21st, in 2000 on the calendar, and the thing read, a new record, the only person to appear on camera at every WrestleMania is ring announcer Howard Finkel, but The Rock set a record at WrestleMania 15. He became the first man to defend a title in his first 3 consecutive WrestleMania matches. So yeah, that was 2000 calendar giving me my answer for the final Jeopardy. That's when you know you're a mark. All right, so anyway, Nathan, you only bet half your points, which puts you at like 26.5 points. Little Nate, you bet 46, which put you at 0, so you lost by half of Nate's points. So, Nate, you won the Battle of the Nates. That gets you mixed. You Nate the Great in wrestling trivia right now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
For now.
Until next time. Alright, so I'm going to have to see if we could even get this all edited. I don't know if I dropped the first round like a sucker and blew that, but we'll see. But alright, so we're going to get out of here. So, Big Nate, where can everyone find the champ at online?
You can follow me on Twitter at Headliner5. And then I'm on a podcast called Wrestling Heads Radio every Monday and Thursday. blogtalkradio.com/elitepodcastnetwork is where you can find that, and visit wrestlingheads.com and read my Lucha reviews. The last one I did was Taya Valkyrie when she lost the title to Hamada is her name. But Taya had the title for like over 1,000 days and then finally lost it, so it was
Jesus
that's a run.
Yeah, it was a pretty good match, but and probably one of the best reviews I've ever written. So go ahead and read that at wrestlingheads.com.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll make sure to retweet that out on mine also. And little Nate, where can everyone find the runner-up in this challenge here?
I'm on Twitter at nweber1998 on YT, but don't follow me.
don't at me. Don't follow me. Don't waste my time. I like it. I like that style. All right. So, and anyways, that's the Game of Rings Wrestling Trivia Podcast, everybody. Subscribe on iTunes. Do that review garbage if you're into that. We're also on Toyspotting TV, JeffRefs.com. You can find Game of Rings pretty much anywhere if you know where I'm at, which is, I don't know, at Toyspotting, at JeffRefs, at Vanilla Midget, at your mother's house. You know how we do it. So anyway, I'll check you guys later. Thanks for coming on, Nate versus Nate, and we'll see you at Game of Rings Episode 5, y'all.